Good morning. 6:31 a.m. Yes, 6:31 a.m. August 4th, 2014. A Monday morning. I set my alarm to wake up. I didn't need to because the cats got me up at what I thought was 5 o'clock, but was actually 4:30. So I've been up. I've had a cup of coffee. Haven't had breakfast, but I needed to get out for the walk early. I have therapy in an hour or so. Hour and a half. Which is time enough to do this, post it, get some breakfast. 17:53. That sounds terrible until you realize that I stopped and talked to my walking buddy Ron for a few, probably for a few seconds, maybe as much as a minute. I ran into him at Lowe's the other day while I was running errands. And I said hi to him, and he mistook me for someone else. He started having a conversation with this other person before I managed to get through to him that I wasn't who he thought I was, that I was in fact this morning walk acquaintance. He does, I don't know how long, maybe a couple of miles, maybe 3 or 4. He makes a couple of passes up and down, walking and jogging and walking and jogging. He's always got a sweat going, so he's getting a workout. No, he's an older guy like me. I've got a sweat going, so. And it's cool, it's 60 degrees. It's not sunny yet. The sun's not quite fully up from behind the tree line. It's almost there. Probably will be walking straight into it when I get to the eastern reach and start a long haul back toward home. So yeah, today has to be a writing day. I haven't got enough words down. This is the fourth. Should have 15,000 words going into today. I've got perhaps 3,500. The weekend was a wash because of family. And honestly, it was, I just couldn't seem to find my way into it. So I'm hoping that one of the things that I've always said, one of the things I've always believed, is intent. Living with intent. Walking is one of those things where I get up, I'm going to walk, I have the intent to walk, and generally on those mornings I walk. If I don't get up with intent, if I don't have that in my mind as this is what we're going to do today, and it tends not to happen. That's been kind of my problem for the last couple of months. My intent, my motivation to live with intent has been sapped. And I'm slowly rebuilding it, but including in that is sitting down to write. Sitting down with the intent to write. And it's very difficult for me to get into that mindset, despite the fact that I know, intellectually I know, that if I just do it, I will actually enjoy it. I will actually find it satisfying to do. Quite a herd of dogs here. Morning.
Morning.
So finding the intent has been the challenge. Buffalo these many weeks. And I'm hoping that this sort of mindset that's okay, it's Monday, it's a work day. I've got therapy at 8. I probably have to go to the grocery store immediately afterwards. But when I go home, my intent is to crank open the netbook and start writing while it's still cool, while it's still morning, while I still have some energy left to sit down with intent. So today was another day where I did not have the metronome going. I was listening to Oingo Boingo radio. It's heavily populated with Oingo Boingo, Depeche Mode, the last song. Before I turned on the recorder was Video Kill the Radio Star. It was a fun song, bouncy, very poppy. So it keeps me moving, not at 125 beats per minute, but it's a lot more interesting than tick, 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 tock. And while speed is a consideration, it's not the only consideration. And I was doing pretty well, just listening to music. And I found it interesting. I have a collection of stations now that I can listen to. I don't have to listen to one station. I don't feel obligated, in large part because the obligation makes it less likely that I'm going to walk. Pretty. It's not hyacinth? Honeysuckle? I don't know. Orangish, viney. In full bloom, hanging over a fence. Coming along slowly. There doesn't seem to be anything above ground. They're probably laying in foundation and subground infrastructure. There doesn't seem to be anything other than the elevator towers. Available, visible above ground. Stand of thistles that I was so enchanted with before has gone largely to seed. There's still a couple little purple late blossoms, but high summer is making its way making its way around the calendar, the cycle of life, the circle of life. That was funny. We watched Skyfall was on Netflix the other night, and my wife cranked it up, and I happened to be there, so I sat down with her to watch. And one of the bad guys gets chewed up by a monitor lizard, and Bond's comment as he's walking away in his tuxedo, the circle of life, just keeps walking. People look at him like, what the hell? A fun moment. Sweat this morning. I have to put on a clean shirt. Probably have time for a shower. Could probably use one. Started out, I was kind of chilly. 60 degrees, I'm just wearing my t-shirt and pants, my new boots. And it's kind of chilly. It was kind of chilly. I've worked into it. It's certainly not chilly. At the moment, the air feels good. The cool air. I don't know what temperature's supposed to be today. Probably warmish. Kind of hot yesterday. It was like 88, 90, something like that. Didn't see too much of it. I stayed in the cellar. After my walk, it's 75 degrees at noon. After my walk, I was kind of pooped. So, stayed down. And I'm really kind of disappointed that I wasn't able to make the Lowell family reunion at Sebago Lake State Park. That was yesterday. Lowells from around the country convened. And if it hadn't been for the two hospital stays and the disability issue. We'd have probably gone. There was a whole bunch of factors that contributed to not going, including financial ones, but also the psychological ones. It's like, no. My wife was not in a place where she could get out and visit with people that she was didn't know and is only tangentially related to. The kids probably would have enjoyed the trip, but I'm sure they would have left going, what the hell was that? I know. My first family reunion, first time we went and met all of these people that I had no idea who the hell they were. Cousins and uncles and good morning. Cousins and uncles that I had no idea. Great uncles. Great aunts. A lot of old people. And in those days, old is pretty much anybody over 50. I had to have been 10 or 12. It's one of the interesting perspectives on my life, and I probably mentioned it before, but I have a picture of my grandfather and me taken when he was about the same age that I was when my younger daughter was born, my older daughter was born. And I kind of thought he was kind of old, but he had to have been 40, 42. I was probably 5 or 6. So when I think of my parents were pretty young, 21, like 20, ooh, yeah, 18 minutes on the back half, that's not too bad. So yeah, they were, they would have been the age I was when I was still in the Coast Guard. I can't imagine it. Well, I can't imagine it, and I can't imagine that it would have worked out well, other than the fact that by now I'd be a grandparent. Easily. Instead of a father. At any rate, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.